This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in Washington, D.C., where it's warm, a little cloudy, and we expect some rainfall tonight. That all came into the Midwest, into the Western Corn Belt over the weekend. John Davis is here from Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. John, thanks for being with us. Can you tell me a little bit about the rain that we had? Looks like it fell mostly in Missouri, but there was an awful lot of cold and snow in the western parts of Kansas.
Well, it was a very dynamic weekend, to say the least, and really almost an unprecedented event in some areas of the nation's midsection. So let's start out with the Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, which had everything from blizzard conditions in western Kansas to extremely strong winds to standing water to cold weather damage. And the bottom line is, when we add up all of those parameters over the last 4 days or so, you had a major damage event for the hard red winter wheat crop in Kansas and also in portions of Oklahoma and Texas, as well as some pockets of Nebraska and Colorado. So the bottom line, and that's the biggest issue over the weekend, was major damage to the hard red winter wheat crop across the plains. The Midwest situation is really just basically a heavy rain situation over the weekend, same storm system, but it's really the southern Midwest. It's not only Missouri, but southern Illinois got some heavy rainfall over the weekend, as did southern Indiana and southern Ohio. So it's about the southern one-third of the Midwest, as well as the northern Delta, that did have the heaviest rains, and those will be areas where some replanting will likely need to take place, mainly for corn, and also fieldwork delays will run 7 days plus with the kind of heavy amounts, which in many cases is 5+ inches, some areas as much as 10, over the last 4 to 4.5 days.
How much rainfall did you see in the northern parts of the Corn Belt, northern Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska?
Well, northern Illinois had pretty heavy amounts here, but that was an area that was kind of dissimilar to, let's say, Minnesota, in northern Iowa, in the eastern Dakotas. In those areas, that northwest portion of the Midwest, amounts were certainly on the light side. In most areas had anywhere from a half inch to an inch to an inch and a half, but that northwest portion of the Midwest did not get the heavy rains that we saw in the central and southern sections of the belt.
Coming back to the wheat areas, will they warm up? How quickly will the snow and the cold come out of those areas?
Yeah, well, the areas that got the heaviest snow centered on western Kansas, they will be up in the 50s over the next couple of days. So that snow will melt pretty rapidly over the next 2 or 3 days. And by the time we get to Thursday, basically all that snow will have melted across that area. They also will be warming up steadily as we go through this week. And by the time we get to the upcoming weekend and also into next week, they'll actually have above normal temperatures across that region.
Yet our hearts still go out to them. That's a tough thing to have happen to a crop.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that was, again, it's for this time of year, for the end of April, basically an unprecedented situation across that region.
Thanks so much, John.
My pleasure, Todd.
That's John Davis. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason in Washington, D.C. through Wednesday of this week. I may or may not have updates for you for the program tomorrow and on Wednesday, but do visit our website. You can stay up to speed on what that crop damage in western Kansas looks like as the wheat quality tour continues there. I've got a running commentary from those that are out on that tour Twitter feed that is already embedded right there at willag.org.